kids are proof that you do not need to be literate to enjoy alphabet soup.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
You can learn a lot watching others, sometimes even a little kid. Last Sunday, a small boy turned around in church, leaned toward my granddaughter Sophie, slapped her arm, and stole her cookie. Now, Sophie is 10 months old. This kid is 2. If you've had a 2-year-old, you're not so surprised. But Sophie was. She looked down at her empty hand, then up at her mama. Her cookie was gone, and she'd been slapped. The little boy's mother was horrified. She turned around, apologized profusely, and handed the cookie back. Now, I must admit that when my daughter told me this, my first thought was horrible. I'm ashamed to say I thought, I hope Sophie smacked the little brat back. I'll tell you what she did in a minute, but the cookie thief reminded me of people in our lives that drive us crazy. Yesterday, a letter came from a Laugh Again listener asking, what can you advise me on dealing with people who suck the life out of you at work? Recently, I heard a story about a man who had a disagreement with a clerk at his bank. They exchanged heated words and the customer went home stewing about it. The next day, he returned with a little gift. He paid for a safety deposit box and locked the gift in the box before leaving with a wide grin. Some people rob banks. This guy left something behind. The gift wasn't money or valuables, just a fish that was growing riper by the minute. Things went along fine at the bank for the next 48 hours. People seemed happy. Then clerks began sniffing the air. Customers looked at each other with questioning glances. Finally, the bank closed its doors and the safety deposit boxes were dismantled one at a time until that ripe fish was found. I don't recommend bringing a fish to work, nor do I recommend what one woman did to a neighbor who had stolen her joy. She began lobbing eggs onto her property, then dead birds. Then she keyed her neighbor's car, left threatening notes that included rude comments about her neighbor's clothing. She even used a dog whistle to harass the pets next door, then sprayed their dog with paint thinner. Next, she painted her neighbor's fence gold, then set it on fire. According to a judge, this woman engaged in a, quote, unbelievable and outrageous campaign against her neighbor for 3 years. She was finally ordered to pay her neighbor $11,000 for subjecting her to 43 harassing acts. This is an extraordinary tale of neighborly misconduct, said the judge. He gets no argument from me. Reminds me of the squirrel who was told, we are what we eat. He said, that explains it. I'm nuts. Truth is, some people are nuts. They are mean, they are bullies, and they want you to be as grumpy as they are. So what to do? Well, the answer would take 16 episodes of Laugh Again, but here's a starter kit. Number one, give thanks for something, that you have a job, that most people treat you well. Start there. Number two, pray for those who irritate you. What? Yeah. I have prayed horrible prayers of condemnation, but hang in there, stick with it. Prayers soften. And pray for yourself. You can't control a coworker's behavior. You can control your response. Remember, most people can only drive us crazy if we give them the keys. Number three, if they are mildly annoying, shrug it off, laugh, and get on with your work. If it's bigger than that, list the issues and address them kindly in person or by phone, never by email. If that fails, take a Doberman with you. No, but there are times when these things must be dealt with by another party. And fourth, remember that Jesus said, love your enemies. And he showed us how. So did little Sophie. When that toddler slapped her and stole her cookie, then gave it back, she took a bite, then gave the rest back to him. I was as surprised as anyone. Looks like she's an improvement on her grandpa. And for that, we all thank God.
Supporting Laugh Again in a financial way helps keep the program on the air and goes to provide all of our Laugh Again resources for free. If this program has encouraged you or a loved one, consider donating this month. Your gift will be used to provide a voice of encouragement and a message of hope and joy. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.